Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We're getting to the, well, we have got to the final week on our in our series on commitment, and the final sections of Paul's letter to Timothy, or Paul's second letter to Timothy. So let me read from 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10 to chapter 4 verse 22. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors who will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and become convinced of, because you know those who, from whom you have heard it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your heads in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychius to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander the metalworker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first defence, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth and I left Trophimus ill in Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus greets you, and so do Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters. The Lord will be with your spirit. Grace be with you all. So in this final week on commitment, we get to Paul's closing remarks that he has to impart upon Timothy. At this point in his life, Paul is aware that his time is coming to an end. He tells Timothy, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. These closing remarks that Paul sent to Timothy were to be some of the final things that Paul wrote to anyone. In a way, these words act as the final way Paul is to be remembered, his epitaph, so to speak. So it is fitting that he spoke about his love and commitment for Jesus and charged Timothy to carry on in the faith. As these are Paul's closing instructions for Timothy, there is quite a bit of repetition and summing up from the previous sections of the letter. So if some aspects of this reflection seem familiar, well, good. It shows that you paid attention to what Paul had to say previously. So firstly, Paul speaks to encourage and inspire Timothy. He tells Timothy, "You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them." And again, later on, he says, "At my first defence, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them, but the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom." Paul uses his own experiences, both positive and negative, to encourage and inspire Timothy. He says to Timothy, "Look at my life, the way that I have lived with a single-minded purpose of following God with faith, love, patience, and endurance. Be inspired to follow in my footsteps, having the same devoted commitment, no matter what you face." We talked in previous weeks about the importance of hearing from and being inspired by the stories of others. And this reiterates how important it is to learn from the testimony of others. Previously, I spoke about the importance for us as Christians to hear other people's stories. But I also want to highlight the importance for us to share our stories with others, just as Paul did with Timothy. Paul took Timothy under his wing and faithfully mentored him, sharing his faith, journey, and life with Timothy. And I'm certain that this must have been a real strength to Timothy and would have really encouraged his own faith and commitment to God. We also have the responsibility and privilege to mentor, to share stories with others, to share our lives with them, so to encourage and inspire them in their faith and commitment to God. But perhaps you might say to me, "But I'm not like Paul. I don't have a dramatic conversion story. I don't have any stories of miraculous happenings. So why would anyone want to hear my story? What could they learn or be inspired about in my testimony?" Or perhaps it's just me who wonders that at times. Maybe you are all confident in the wonderful stories of your lives. But I remember asking exactly these kinds of questions when I was invited to speak about my testimony to a group of teenagers in Latvia. I was there on a mission trip with a large group of people, all who I thought had much better stories than me. You see, to me, my story was pretty uninspiring and actually kind of depressing, and I couldn't see how it could help anyone. You see, in the summer previous to my trip to Latvia, my dad had died, and so I didn't feel like I had any miraculous moments to talk about. Generally, I was feeling pretty low in myself, and I didn't feel like I had much to offer. But I remember what the leader of our group said to me. He reminded me that these teenagers, many of whom were orphans, were much more likely to relate to my story than they were to any dramatic conversion or miraculous event. He told me that although these kinds of stories are amazing, many people cannot relate to them, and so they do not help them within their own personal walk with Jesus. However, hearing of how someone has journeyed with Jesus through the difficult moments in our lives could potentially have a much greater impact on others. What he said has always stuck with me. It reminds me that no matter how ordinary or uninspiring or bleak we think our stories are, God can use them powerfully to impact other people's lives. We cannot know how powerful our story might be for another person until we have the courage to tell it. We need to remember that it is God who reveals himself to others. We only need to be the vessel which he uses. The Holy Spirit can use anybody's story, so we should not try to limit God by pretending or assuming that we have nothing useful to say. Paul's story was dramatic, yes, but it was also full of tragedies, challenges, and difficulties. And yet Paul was able to use these to encourage Timothy and so many others in their faith. Whatever you have experienced, however you have lived your lives, God can use your story to inspire others in their faith. How might you be able to share your story with others? Who might you be able to tell? Will you have the courage to let God use your story to inspire others in their faith? So, having given the charge to be inspired by his own story of faith, Paul then goes on to caution Timothy not to be discouraged by the hardship and opposition, but continue to preach the gospel. Paul uses his own experience of such things to remind Timothy that, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. If we are faithful followers of Christ, who are willing to proclaim our commitment freely, we should expect hardship and opposition to come our way. Paul knows that we will face trouble, but tells us to continue in what you have learned and what you and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it. And as we continue in what we have learned and become convinced of, we should be prepared to preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Throughout his life after Paul's conversion experience, his main focus was to share the amazing news of Jesus with as many people as possible, despite the opposition he faced. He was willing to go through many trials and challenges, willing to suffer and die for his commitment to Jesus and to sharing the gospel. Unfortunately, we have tended to become complacent and lazy, choosing the path of comfort and least resistance, rather than having courage to share the gospel with others. And I'm just as guilty of this as others. We share in the faith of those who have suffered and died for Jesus, and yet we shy away from speaking about him for fear we might face a bit of criticism. I went to a conference this week where I listened to stories from Christians in the global south, in places such as China, Brazil, and Nigeria. And they spoke about the rise in Christian faith in these areas through the courageous spreading of the faith that Christians in these areas are doing. In places where people are much more likely to be severely persecuted for sharing faith, Christianity is spreading. What a challenge this should be for us who have no such restrictions on our ability to share the gospel. Paul knew that we would face what we would face, as he says, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. It seems that so often people do not want to hear the message about Jesus. We face the struggle of speaking about God to people who feel like they no longer need him. And so we, like Timothy, need to hear Paul's instruction to keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. And so Paul reminds Timothy that we need to trust in God. Throughout this section of the letter, Paul continues to remind Timothy that God is with him and he is able to do anything. When speaking about the trials he faced, Paul reminded Timothy, "Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them." And again, when speaking about the lack of earthly support, Paul glorified God by explaining how the Lord stood at his side and gave him strength. This reminder about our need to trust in God is essential when we consider sharing our stories and testimonies with others to let them know about Jesus' presence in our life. It reminds us that God is the one who transforms people's hearts. He uses our stories and experiences we have, but God is ultimately in control. He is the one who softens people's hearts to hearing about him. It is the Holy Spirit that works to transform people. This helps to give us courage, as the pressure of being the person to so-called convert someone is removed from our shoulders and placed on God's. I know I feel a lot more confident when talking about Jesus if I remember that it is the Holy Spirit that gives me the words, and it is the Holy Spirit that works in the heart of the other person to allow them to receive the words as truth. Trust in God as you share your story with others, because he can do powerful things when you are willing to let him use you. The call for us to trust in God is also essential when we think about the hardship and opposition we have faced, or maybe currently facing, or that which is still to come. If I had to face all of life's trials on my own and in my own strength, I would not have made it this far. I would have broken under the pressure a long time ago. But the wonderful truth of the gospel is that I never have to face anything on my own, because God is with me every moment of my life. So whatever we might face, or perhaps are currently facing, know that God is with you. And as Paul said to Timothy, so it is true for you. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. The Lord stands at your side and gives you strength, no matter the circumstances. He is strong enough for anything that you may face. Let this truth fill you with confidence and joy. Paul's instruction to trust in God is also an instruction to trust in his word. We have a wonderful gift in the Bible. It is a record of God's words to us. And Paul wants to remind us that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God has given us his word so that we can learn from him and be equipped for whatever is ahead of us. Let us not neglect this wonderful gift. Learn from God by reading what he says. Spend time listening to him and learning his teaching, because they are essential for our lives. There's a poster in the church building that uses the letters in the Word Bible to be the first letters of a word to make a phrase. And the poster says that the Bible is basic instruction before leaving earth. And I like that. It just gives us a real idea that this Bible that we have is basic instruction for us before leaving earth. As we live through this next week, let us get inspired by the stories of others and have the courage to inspire others with our own stories. Remember that we are going to face hardship and opposition, but that should not prevent us from sharing our commitment to God with others. And we can do all of this because God is with us and we trust in him and his word. Let us live our lives demonstrating our faith and commitment to God and all that he says. God is in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. So let's live demonstrating this to everyone around us. Amen.